A Book for Bear, written by Ellen L. Ramsey, illustrated by Mackenzie Haley. Bear loved books. Every day, Bear sat at the edge of the woods and listened to a girl read. The girl, whose name was Ellen, loved to read. Bear loved to listen. Ellen read scary books, exciting books, funny books. Bear and Ellen loved them all. One afternoon, sitting under their favorite tree, Bear said, "I want a book of my very own. A book the color of red, ripe raspberries and delicious to read. Where do you find your books?" "At school," said Ellen. "But bears aren't allowed. Tomorrow I'll bring you a new book." "But," said Bear, "I want to pick it out for myself." "Hmm," said Ellen. "Then we'll need a plan, and I know just the thing." The next morning, Ellen and a furry superhero walked to school. They tiptoed into the back of Ellen's classroom. "I've never seen so many books," Bear whispered. Bear rushed toward a bookshelf. He reached for a book the color of ripe red raspberries, but the teacher turned around. She pointed. She screamed, "A bear! A bear! A bear in our school!" Bear raced back to the woods with a cape, but no book. After school, Ellen found Bear by their favorite tree. "I'm sorry our plan didn't work," she said. "But," said Bear, "I still want a book, and I want to pick it out for myself. Where else can I find a book?" "The library," said Ellen. "But bears aren't allowed." "Don't worry," said Bear. "I have a plan." Ellen and a blueberry bush walked into the library. "The library has even more books than your classroom," Bear whispered. "Rows and rows of books." First, the librarian saw Ellen, then the bush, then the bear. The librarian shrieked, "A bear! A bear! A bear in our library!" Bear and Ellen raced back to the woods with blueberries, but no book. "But," said Bear, "I still want a book, and I want to pick it out for myself. Where else can I find a book?" "The bookstore," said Ellen, "but bears aren't allowed." "Maybe I just need a different disguise," said Bear. "I know just the thing," said Ellen. Ellen and a furry giant, wearing a coat and hat and carrying an umbrella, tiptoed into the bookstore. "So many, many books," Bear whispered. "There must be a book for me." Then Bear saw just what he wanted, a book the color of ripe red raspberries. He rushed for the book, but didn't see the ladder or the clerk on the ladder. Clerk, ladder, and furry giant wearing a coat and a hat and carrying an umbrella all crashed to the floor. And the clerk yelled, "A bear! A bear! A bear in our bookstore!" Bear and Ellen raced back to the woods with a broken umbrella and no book. "How will I ever find a book of my own?" asked Bear. "Don't worry," said Ellen. "We'll think of something." Bear scratched his back on the tree and thought. Ellen scratched the top of her head and thought. Suddenly Bear said, "Could we make a book?" Ellen smiled. "Be right back." She returned with paper and markers of every color, including, of course, raspberry red. "What do you want your book to be about?" Ellen asked. "I know just the thing," Bear whispered his idea to Ellen. "A perfect plan," she said. Ellen wrote and wrote. Bear and Ellen drew picture after picture. When they finished, Bear beamed. "Will you read my book to me?" "Of course," Ellen said. Ellen opened the book and read. Bear loved books. The end.